neighbors would be more proactive than, and show up and ask some of the same questions. But hopefully I'm trying to get this done. And, you know, if it ends up all legit and there's nothing we can do, I guess it is what it is. But we're trying to do everything on our end to get it stopped.
So just give my, I appreciate what Kendall said. I've been wanting to say the same thing, that we're complying with the request to look at the variant or changing the use of the property.
Right.
So that's what the planning and zoning is doing. We're not determining whether the station should be put down there or not. Mm-hmm. We're just doing the...
You guys have the final say, though, correct? The planning and zoning will... They will approve to go to commercial, and then you have to give your approval through the commission for that to be done in the county, correct?
Jack, do you have a comment?
I'd like to defer to Kemp a little bit on this, or correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding of the process, and obviously there's been a few beliefs with what they thought they had to do versus what they need to do in terms of the town, but you're certainly right. There's lots of frustration probably on both sides. The town had assumptions that weren't necessarily accurate, and they're going forward with the project. We've held them to the rules, to Matt's point, the process through planning and zoning. And in the process, if I'm hearing you right, Mike, you're saying that we may have, or that we have the ultimate say of whether it's going to be a sewer dump or
approval.
I guess short. But in the stages that we're at right now, they're asking for a zone change. We know what it's for. But at the same time, we have to treat them the same as we treat anybody else that would ask for a zone change. And then with the, this is where I need Kent's help, in the particular use of it, the county does start playing in, and because of, at some point, whatever the impacts are anticipated by their proposed use. And then I don't know how it's going to go forward in different ways in terms of whether it's approved, if the zone change is approved or not, and then what the rest of the process looks like, to your point, Mike,
yeah,
in terms of the proposed use versus the zone change.
So can
you help bring up? I didn't say very succinctly.
To add a little bit to that, Jack, what's on the planning and zoning agenda for tonight for consideration is the zone change and a conditional use permit.
What is the conditional use permit? Okay, does that allow them to proceed with construction?
The actual use
permit. It puts conditions on what they're asking for the use of the property to be.
Okay. Can you see where I'm
because it's outside of the definition of the conditional use permit, help me with what that's usually because it's outside of whatever the ordinance has in it?
Exactly. So there are, I'd say, per se or on their face, certain uses for agricultural or commercial use that don't need approval. For example, and there's a lot of that land along that road, Mike, is already commercial.
No, it's all agriculture other than residential where the houses are. Gary Pallison's got a commercial.
I'm talking along 43.
On 43 there is, but not on Airport right. Road.
Right. So if the use that they're proposing is outside of one of the standard accepted uses, then they have to get a conditional use permit.
Well, and that would apply for the simple in this, on their application here, they're going to use wastewater and everything else, and that wastewater is going to, that's an EPA issue as far as coming down. What it would be one thing if it's just canal water and not drinking water, but when it's wastewater, and I don't care how careful them people are going to be, they're going to spill some of it, and it's going to spill down in to the canal that runs right down along our all of our properties, and it will literally go out into Bob Soglowski's property as well. There, you know, this isn't, you know, hey, we're going to put up a 7-Eleven here, or we're going to dump human waste, and it's going to smell, and it's going to be messy, and we've addressed the cost, and supposedly they have to put a credit card in to dump, but they'll throw all their garbage out. I mean, who's going to pay for the dumpsters? Who's going to pay for the maintenance? You know, and it ends up, these are a lot of questions that initially this gets started this way, and then the county ends up paying a lot of money for this thing that, you know, we didn't think through all the way, in my opinion. So, you know, the EPA thing that, you know, oh, we don't need an environmental impact study. From what I gather with talking with David over in Denver, Colorado, they do. Especially where they're taking it agriculture to commercial and we're dumping human waste. They do need an impact.
And so, all those things that you are raising are great, great questions, but you're asking them to the wrong agency.
Okay. Like I say, they got five moves on the chessboard before I got to play, so I'm a little behind, but I'm trying to ask the right questions.
Right. And so you do need to go do your grandma request, look and see what they do have, see where they're headed with it. But as far as the county's concerned, if you were to come in and say, you know, I want to change this particular use on my property, the county would go through planning and zoning exactly the same way for you as we are for the town or anyone else.
Okay.
We are procedurally required to follow those steps, and that's what we're doing.
Okay. Since you are the county attorney, I talked with them gentlemen down there this morning that's doing the sewer ponds. They're ready to rock May 1st to start on that project. I think they're kind of jumping the gun. You might want to let them know that there's a bunch of procedures that need to be done before she starts construction on that. And I would really like the planning and zoning tabled for that we can get all of our residents up here and actually be told the truth of what's going on. And I don't know if I'm talking to these guys or if I ask planning and zoning, they're probably going to reject that proposal. But I think it's really critical. You know, like I say, you're the legal mind here, but I would think that by not allowing that to be done could open some litigation.
And all I have to do is follow the statute as far as the planning and the zoning mark. And if I don't follow that, that's what I'm advising the planning and zoning to do. We follow the statutes. We go by the particular notices.
Okay.
That are required for public hearing. All of that is where my focus is, and I assure you that that's exactly what we're going to do, just as if you were to come in and apply for it or anyone else.
Well, for example,
whether or not they got all of their ducks in a row, you can come to the P&Z and see what's presented.
Well, if I come to the P&Z and just say I want to open a meat cutting shop down at my place, and all of my neighbors went, no, we don't want the smell, we don't want the stink, we don't want it to do it. And I falsely represented what I was going to do. And then they found out that I falsely represented myself what they wanted to do. Don't you think they would be allowed to have another meeting where it would be more truthful what I was trying to do? You know, they followed they did the public meeting, but it wasn't the truth of what they were proposing to do. They modified what they wanted to do, and
based on the comments that were made from the public in the meeting, they've made efforts to mitigate those impacts that were brought up by the public.
Okay,
which is part of the intent of the public meeting, the public hearing.
Don't you think the public should have an opinion on the amendment?
They can, and they can speak to it tonight during the planning and zoning meeting. The public is welcome and invited and encouraged to participate in the process.
Can I get more than 2 minutes, what they told me?
You can request that of the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. So. Somebody else, you can have somebody else here with you.
Oh, yeah. If I need to bring 20 people to table my time, I want to... I hope Kathy would be there, too. I'd like to ask her some questions, you know, of... I sit down and my first question, do you have an environmental impact study done? We have all the permits. You remember last week I asked you, can I get a copy of all the permits that they have to get this going? And this is a application.
So I gave you what was in my possession.
And I appreciate that, man. It's helped me immensely.
And if you want more information that the county doesn't have, that the town may, you're welcome to request that from them.
Okay. With a grammar request.
Yeah, I think
they
that's...
give it all to you.
Great, thank you, Jesse.
They can't... They have to give it to you.
Okay, thank you. I imagine they won't be real happy with it, so...
Well...
Yeah. Hey, if they're on the up and up and, you know, I'm fighting a losing battle, I'll concede. But, you know, I will do my due diligence the best that I can. And I can do it polite and courteous. And so.
Yeah, I think what the county has done so far, I don't think we've done trying to sway the opinion to go to, you know, I think the first thing we had was when they changed the zoning of the property.
Right.
And
they're trying to change the zoning. They're applying for it.
That's what they brought
forward
to the, you know, the planning and zoning.
Right.
But, you know, I think, and I said it last at the meeting, I felt like there was some of the procedure that they should have had a time to bring this up besides just the zone change. There should have been a time for the residents to complain to the city, not...
I agree 1,000%.
And I don't know what happened to that not be done.
But that wasn't a process that's our process and wasn't
controlled. Yeah, I understand. But meeting with you guys has been very helpful. It has. I know that through town and county and state government, it's a bureaucracy, probably the best way to put it. And a lot of things need to be done. I'm just trying to ask the questions that, like I say, when I come to that first meeting, I thought that was put to bed. When Chad said, you know, we're not going to entertain coming in off Airport Road, I knew they didn't have enough ground, and I knew the state wouldn't approve it. I'm done. I don't need to be a pain in everybody's butt from here out. Game over. And the next scene, I was like, no, they're still moving forward with this. So I'm trying to do what I can to, like I say, ask questions. I really think that all of our people down there that pay taxes should be aware of this new proposal that's coming and should have some input on it.
And I believe that the planning and zoning has gone above and beyond what's required by law and made sure that the people that are affected down there in that area know about the meeting tonight and are welcome to come and comment.
Okay.
And that was not something that was required by the code, by state law. It was something that they've done above and beyond. We're trying to make an effort to get public comment, to involve the public, to not do anything backdoor.
Well, I Bill West, my neighbor down there, his first question in the last meeting is, you know, we're going to come up and comment that we don't want this. Does it even matter? You know, and what it looks like is it doesn't matter.
That may be your opinion.
And it may be. But from what I'm reading and what I'm seeing and how things are done, it's kind of like our opinions don't matter. And hopefully they would. And it's, you know, I'm not a law scholar, but I'm smart enough to kind of figure out some things. I'd like to get all my ducks in a row before I do hire an attorney with this or the class action or see if I'm wasting my time or if we have a case. But it doesn't look like Mrs. Knight's been on the up and up to me.
And so get your grandma request in.
I will. Thank you for entertaining and giving me what I want. And I appreciate you guys. I do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Jack, you have anything else?
Do you have anything else, Jack?
Yeah, just something to kind of close out, Mike. Somebody's going to feel like they didn't get hurt or they wasted their time, regardless of what decision we make.
Right.
The risk as a citizen is that we speak up and we don't necessarily get exactly what we want.
True.
Or we get some mitigative response that's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And both sides are either unhappy or both sides are happy or somebody's way unhappy or feels like their time was wasted. I want to reinforce the fact that especially, and I can only speak for me and my time on the commission. I'm not defensive in what you said, but I want to make a strong point that we've been very transparent. And we've created transparency in our process because we follow process in what's going on relative to the county. I'm not going to speak to the town or anything else. I just want to make sure you know you've been hurt. In spite of whatever decision comes out of it. Obviously, tip the scale at this point because we have to listen to all sides.
Right.
And when it comes our turn, in whatever form that takes, to participate in this decision-making process. So, for as much as I know you like, and really what we have to stand on is that we do it correctly and procedurally and transparently. To avoid some of the things that you've experienced in the past or anticipate from us in the future. I am very, very confident that we've been very transparent and if we shared our own views independently, that's one thing, but as a commission, I'm very proud of the way we work through things and the effort that we make with the help of Kemp, with the help of Lorinda, that we've been very transparent and tried, and then planning and zoning in particular, going the extra effort to make sure that people are well aware so that input can be received in whatever form. The two-minute rule is very important, whether you feel it's enough or not, or whether you have to spread it among different people. That two-minute rule or five-minute rule in our case, whether they choose to exercise it or not, is their prerogative as a board. Only because it's out of fairness to everyone that may have an urge. So to end this diatribe is thank you for bringing issues to the table and the resources that you provided, and it all goes in the mix.
Okay,
and without you speaking up or other people speaking up on either side of the issue, we couldn't make our best decision. So, and the same goes for planning and zoning. So I appreciate your efforts and your involvement.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. I just hope that you would appreciate all the residents down there that aren't in favor of it. Take that into consideration as well. So. Anyway, you guys have been good to deal with. I don't
think that.
It just appears, that by the back letter there, we're talking with you guys, there's been a lot of discussion that's not on the record, so to speak.
Well, there's diligence being done all the time,
yeah.
For sure. But and that's part of the process.
I see.
But decisions are only made in meetings.
Okay.
Certainly, there's research, there's conversation, there's efforts to mitigate concerns that have happened. Absolutely.
Right.
But that's all part of the process. But okay. But efforts, decisions are only made in meetings,
okay,
formally. So,
all right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Take care. Thanks again. You guys have a good day. Thanks for taking so much of your time for me.
You're welcome.
Take care, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for us to take a recess to be able to conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. We'll do that at this time. It's 10:01.